Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, eye surgery, washing machines, and porno. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Introducing Evasive, the cologne.
Is it a cologne for men?
Oh, yes. But not ordinary men.
Evasive.
It's the cologne for congressmen.
What's it smell like?
It's a tantalizing aroma that tickles the senses.
Evasive.
Okay, but what's it smell like?
It's a blend of scents that brings out the man.
What's it smell like?
Evasive.
It's a delicate taste of odors derived from the delicious mixture of fine fragrances.
All right, come on. What's it smell like? Is it a musk? Is it an aftershave?
Let me answer your question with another question, and that is, what's best for the American people?
What does that have to do with how it smells?
What is the definition of the word smell, anyway?
So you're not going to tell me what it smells like?
You keep asking me what it smells like. Well, I'm trying to answer you, but you won't let me.
My God, you still haven't answered me.
Evasive.
The cologne for congressmen.
Evasive. The cologne for congressmen. Bottled in Washington, D.C.
Evasive.
When you want answers,
we've got questions.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We now return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
Well, before we get to sports, Hi, everybody. This email starts.
Oh, hello.
I had eye surgery yesterday. I need to be face down for a while.
Oh, yep.
Just wondering if Tom has any helpful hints. A friend of mine has loaned me her massage table and an apparatus used for a chair massage, but the pressure on my face from this is ridiculous.
Oh.
Tom, I would love your help.
Yeah, this is rough. I had similar surgery, but see, the tear in my eye was on the side, so I had to lie for 17 days on my left side, and Willie had a great idea, and you got me a giant iPad so I could watch TV sideways.
What did you get him? It's a giant iPad.
Just an iPad. Controlled.
It's just an iPad I put the portrait orientation lock on.
Yeah.
So you can move it to the side.
And thought you were...
Oh, that must have been very helpful, though.
It was helpful. Because if you take an iPad and when you would turn it, it would gravity-driven or whatever. So Willie hit a couple buttons.
I invented a streaming surface.
Yeah.
Speaking of streaming, how'd you pee on your side?
My son is a wizard.
Speaking of streaming, how'd you pee on your side?
To get up every when you have to. What this lady is talking about, she probably has a retinal tear, and they put a bubble inside your eye, and then gravity, of course, the bubble will want to go up, so it's putting pressure on the side of your eye.
But she has to lay face down.
So she must have had the tear in the back.
Hey, Josh. Josh, read the second paragraph there as to what she thought would happen when she asked this question has absolutely happened. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. I know this will just feed into Tom's superior attitude about himself and his experiences.
No, I'm not superior. I just am right, and she's wrong. The point is...
she nailed
she
what's
is
the name of this
very
doll?
Astute listener.
Patty.
From Patty. Wisconsin.
She's from Wisconsin, so it's probably Patty Melt.
Oh, good.
So you have to lay down, so you're just face down, you're like on your belly kind of thing?
Yeah, it depends. Obviously, her eye doctor.
So the massage table will have that hole.
Right.
Yeah, and that's, I know someone that had that, and that's really rough.
Is rough.
You've got to lie on your face for a long period of time.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. You guys think I'm lying. You try to urinate flat on your back. Go ahead, try.
No, I can't imagine.
You can't do it.
Let alone
make a boom-boom.
She's not trying to urinate. She's trying to pass the time. Yeah, your best bet is to get a TV down there or someone who's very entertaining.
Or some of those goggles. How about those virtual VR goggles?
Yeah, but then you have to your face.
She has to lay face down. She can't.
She's resting her face on that pillow with a hole in it.
Otherwise, it would work, but it just doesn't in this situation.
So I'm way off then.
No, not way off. It was a fine suggestion.
Okay. Chick, I want to get some of those VR goggles. They got these games where you can just be like a sword fighter and you just get ripped. You lose weight. It just falls right off. And that's
porn.
That's my plan.
Isn't the only reason to get those porn?
Well, yeah. But also I'm going to get ripped. And then that way, you know, that way all the porn stars like old Willie G over here. You know
so they have virtual reality porno glasses.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I don't have those glasses, so I have to watch the scenes on like a split screen. It doesn't work.
How much are they?
The VR glasses?
Yeah.
I won't get them for another reason.
Why?
You have to, like, log into Facebook to use them.
Oh.
And I'm not being a part of whatever system they have going on there.
Yeah, you're part of you're
on a list. Gift.
So you're on a list somewhere.
Josh just has a series of TVs. It looks like Neil Peart's drum sets, so he can look around to get the full effect.
But when the time comes when you can have Ms. Gadot stop over for the afternoon on your virtual reality.
Oh, God. Sure, yeah. I'll
our
society will.
I'll call Zuckerberg and give my social security.
our industry will collapse. Okay,
and there will be no reproducing ever again because no one will want to have sex with real people.
And I await the day when they've got the technology to take deceased actresses from back in the day.
Oh, Tom,
it's going to happen.
They have the technology. I don't think they have the permission.
They're going to get it.
It's the Jeff Goldblum thing from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
You were so busy doing it, you didn't ask if... You didn't think, should we do it? Yeah.
So what's the movie with the skater?
Tanya.
Tanya. And they've actually put her face on this real skater. It's amazing. They're going to be able to do that with porno, and I'm telling you.
Porn. It's not porno.
Porn.
Because you know the estate
is mad at you too.
This is disrespectful to Marilyn. How many million? Well, she would have loved it.
Time we taking a vote.
While you were gone in the last break,
we want you to say porn or adult film, not porno.
Ace can't
Nobody
stand it when you say
it.
Porno.
He's mad.
You mean it makes it sound smutty?
No, it makes you sound
stupid.
It sounds like you're talking in the 70s.
Porno.
Porno.
That's how I think. Is that sports?
No.
We don't even touch sports today.
We can do this. A Michigan high school basketball team got a surprise FaceTime call from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after a phone number mix-up. Notre Dame prep school freshman boys basketball team were creating a group chat when someone typed in one wrong digit. Ain't that always the way? And accidentally added Super Bowl champion Sean Murphy Bunting, the cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to the conversation. Within minutes, the students were introduced to Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, and Tom Brady. And the story I read on this said that the kids didn't think it was Murphy Bunting. They're, come on, it's not you. So he took a picture sitting in front of his locker. So then then the kids go, who else is there? And he turns the camera around. There's Leonard Fournette and Gronkowski.
Oh, that's fun.
And then they say, come on, let's see the goat.
Let's see the goat.
And Bunting said, he's in a meeting. Hang on a second. And he walks down the hallway, sticks the phone in. And Brady turns around and goes, what are you doing?
Wrong. They stayed in the line for 30 minutes. I mean, it's really cool.
It's really cute. And all of a sudden, you like Tom Brady just a little bit.
And just as when he goes into where Brady's having the meeting, and the coach is going, this is the worst call in the history of the NFL, Tom. You sure lucked out. Oh, sorry.
I will say, Tom Brady, I haven't liked him my whole life. In the new Hard Knocks, there's this moment where Darius Leonard makes a great tackle, and then he goes and he's next to Tom Brady, and he goes, yeah, I usually talk trash after that, but I just couldn't do it in front of Tom Brady. Tom Brady is like super nice to Kenny Moore, and I kind of have a little bit of respect.
I love Kenny Moore.
There's a great ESPN Plus, The Man in the Arena. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, everybody's saying that Tom Brady's very forthcoming in that, and it's not, you know, standoffish or.
And he was great when he hosted Saturday Night Live.
I never got the impression he was standoffish or kind of.
Well, I thought Tom likes
I think
him.
People attributed that to him because he's so good.
I've always liked him, so Chick can't stand
there,
him.
It's the Pats, it's Birds, the Yankees, it's the Lakers. It's hard to root for that guy, I think.
Back to the story where these freshmen in high school accidentally end up in this conference call with him. And that's then it ended when Tom Brady kissed him all in the mouth. That kind of got weird.
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's been known.
That got weird.
Did that with his own children, you see.
Kissing children. It was a FaceTime. So.
Are you kidding me right now?
It's a joke. No, of course not. Remember when he famously kissed
him? Yes, we all remember. We're trying to forget it.
It was very.
I talked to my therapist today about it, okay? Oh, my gosh. Are
your therapist
ready?
Hasn't dropped you yet?
Why would you go to your therapist on Friday? Doesn't that ruin your.
weekend?
No, it kind of
ruin the weekend.
Opens the whole.
That's
weekend.
Exactly right.
It's great.
Yeah. Mondays are the worst, man.
I'll do therapy right before the podcast, and then I come in, I'm loose, I'm ready to go, have a little bit of fun. You feel good.
All right.
I wonder if there's a whole thing about what day of the week you go to the therapist.
It's a personal choice. I go on Mondays.
But I mean, I wonder if the therapists, are they sharper on, because there's a whole study about getting surgery. Have you ever seen this?
Yeah.
There's certain days you probably shouldn't get surgery, and which, I mean, who knows?
Monday's one of them because of Sunday football, that kind of thing. And
it depends, you know, it depends.
Well, that's what the study said. Oh, I'm not saying anything.
I'm just asking. Okay, I'm sorry. Back
surgeons shrink a lot, so.
You know, I see no reason for any of us to talk to each other ever again.
Okay,
I don't know.
Good. Well, could you
that's gonna hurt.
Wrap up sports?
That's going to hurt the show, I would think.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Stupid world.
Tom's got somewhere to be. We are.
He's really busy. electronics retailer, it's called Curry's PC World, has set the Guinness World Record for the largest washing machine pyramid. You heard me.
Wow.
I'll let that marinate
now,
for a little bit.
I want to make this clear. It's a three-dimensional pyramid. When I first read this, I thought, okay, they've got, you know, 10 washing machines, and they put 9 on top, and then...
Yeah, it's not cheerleader style.
No, it is a genuine... like Pyramid of Giza pyramid.
Okay.
So it's fascinating. The company set the record with a pyramid consisting of 1,496 recycled washing machines that measured 44 feet and 7 inches tall.
Wow.
They constructed the structure to highlight...
By the way, they're front loaders.
All?
It would appear from the photograph they're all front loading.
What's wrong with front loaders?
Nothing. But I think it's interesting that way... If they turn this thing into a laundromat and you walk in and the only one open is the top one.
I used to love the laundromat.
That's tough, yeah.
You got to climb in.
You got to climb up.
Yeah.
The laundromat was never as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
And even when I would go like for the 8th time in a row, I'd go, oh, I don't want to have to go do this. And then you're done in an hour.
Right. And you get all of your laundry done instead of all day Saturday.
Back in the day, and I always associate it with the Golden Girls.
Really?
Yeah, because there was always the Golden Girls and Benson were always on television.
I got you.
They always had like a crappy TV.
You ever paper bag of beer at the laundromat?
No, I'm a book guy.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Well, that discussion's over then. My bad. Just revealed my cards there a little bit. Okay.
There are people you can talk to.
It's fun to drink at a laundromat. Yeah, you can talk to the other.
No, there are actually laundromats. There was a place called Suds and
Duds and Suds.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, where you could drink and wash your clothes.
Josh, are you aware of my laundromat story?
I don't know that I am.
When I was a child, my mother, the three of us, my mom, dad, and I, our vacation, we'd go to, this is absolutely the truth, and I didn't think it was funny until I told it on the air one day, and everybody laughed and laughed.
Sorry.
During vacation, we'd go to a nearby town and do our laundry at a new laundromat.
Okay.
That was a big treat for us.
Yeah. I had similar.
That's right.
Look, did you get some change so you could...
I got a candy bar, and there weren't very many people in the laundromat, they would let me lay in the laundry basket and
push you around.
I could push myself.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah. It's a great time.
Yeah, so you make your own fun.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I had a great time.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's all that matters.
There was a spin in the dryer.
What last time you were at laundromat, Christy?
Last time I was in the laundromat,
I wouldn't fit in the dryer.
1980.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
81,
I still go occasionally. I take the dog beds over there.
Oh, okay.
They got those super giant washing
machines. Yeah, I have not been since.
But this is worth looking at this photograph of this giant pyramid of washing machines that is the new world record. Look at this, Christy.
Are they promoting something?
It's like a building. Yeah, they're promoting recycling and rebuilding older machines and giving them to people. I mean, it's huge and crazy. They obviously had some kind of a crane to get all those washing machines stacked like that. So anyway,
the Egyptians didn't have cranes, did they?
No.
No. How do we know? No. I thought the Egyptian pyramids were built by spacemen with...
Well, they had far superior technology.
They didn't have to use cranes.
Not cranes.
I thought the main thing was slave labor. I feel like that was the real thing.
There was a fair amount of that.
Yeah, I feel like that was really the main thing.
But when you start getting up there, you got to... when many of the slaves are dying, you have to...
Sure. Yeah.
There's that
Where's famous, that Johnny Horton?
there's that famous book, When the Slaves in Egypt Say No. Thank you very much. Oh, you want Johnny Horton? Sorry.
You know.
In 1814, we took a little trip.
By the way, we're getting email from big Johnny Horton fans.
I knew it. My people are out there.
Your people?
That's right.
We got a letter here.
Straight white men. Is that what you wanted to hear, Willie?
Is that what you want?
Lisa writes, I had the honor of traveling to Alaska with our camper with my parents four times. The first time when I was 6 years old, we'd leave the school, go out for the summer, and returned a week before school started. The pickup truck had an 8-track player and Johnny Horton's Greatest Hits. We played it every single day.
Yeah.
Every time I hear one of those songs, I know every single word.
All right.
It's a great story.
There you go. So I hadn't heard of Johnny Horton until a couple days ago.
No kidding?
I wasn't not really aware, but I thought North to Alaska was Elvis.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, you can see
Elvis' wishes.
You could think of it. Listen.
To Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Run, peanut butter, bacon. Okay, I'm sorry. Is that sports?
There was a last paragraph in the washing machine story.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
They constructed the structure to highlight their new life, not landfill commitment.
I see.
An initiative that aims to reduce e-waste by giving electronics a new life through either recycling, repairing, or rehoming, or stacking them up in a big pyramid. Well,
they're going to give all those washing machines away.
They could donate them to bullies, and then they could safely shove kids in, you know, washing machines that aren't running. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Put them underwater.
Yeah.
Swim down.
Got a lot of ocean out there. Just stack them at the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, God, please.
They could play the
little shark
most difficult game of Jenga ever.
Oh, my God.
Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports, okay, Tom. Hit the thing. Smell me wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy!
Porn star Adriana Chechnik?
Chechik, please.
Chechik.
Show respect.
What's her
Chechik.
Name? What's her name?
Chechik.
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 Adriana Chechik.
Okay. Yes.
Somebody has stated that in the course of her work, this is kind of a sports-related story.
Oh, all right.
She has injuries equivalent to those suffered by pro athletes.
If you've seen her work, I have no doubt.
The adult star says she has damaged her neck, spine, even her brain stem during intense sex scenes.
Yeah.
I can't say this.
Chechik?
Chechik.
Yeah.
Chechik said, I have a pinched nerve. My C6 and 7 parts of the spine are out of place. The disc slipped and my brain stem actually came out of pocket a little bit.
Oh, no.
She said her doctors even encouraged her to hold off on an orgy scene while her body healed. By the way, she didn't because she's a team player.
She's
Chechnik.
So is there like someone at the sideline shooting up the way they shoot up some guy's knee so he can go back out and play?
A little steroid there?
Boy, I don't know.
She says she takes ice baths after shooting rough scenes to help her recover, saying that her, quote, body feels like you were in a mild car accident going 20 miles per hour. Despite the injuries she has sustained throughout her career, she says she has no intention of leaving the industry.
Mm.
And she says, by the way, that brainstem injury, it came out of pocket as a result of her doing the so-called pile driver position.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar with that.
Is she on her head?
Yeah, she's on like this part of the nape kind of her neck.
Yeah.
Push her over.
Her legs would be here, and then the gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Are you a fan of that? Is that an Arnold move?
I could do it for a few seconds.
Before you had a brain injury, much like Ms. Chechik.
Before I have seven Charlie horses.
Wow.
Well, she's hustling, man. Not even just in the playoffs, too. She's doing it regular season.
Yeah, you're aware of her, right?
I'm actually not aware of her work.
Maybe
check her out later today.
She's got to be one of the highest paid.
No kidding.
She's making bank.
Really?
I think she's got a top OnlyFans. Well, what am I kidding? I know she has a top OnlyFans.
Oh.
Here's her picture. She's very pretty.
I'm no longer following her because...
Oh, was there an incident?
Well, my proposals went unresponded to.
Ah, what you trying to get over there? Some customs?
No,
that's not what I expected.
Wedding proposals.
She's very pretty.
Really? Yeah, she's very pretty.
No, she is really pretty.
She looks kind of like Natalie Wood.
Kind of, yeah.
What did you expect, Christy?
I thought she'd be blonde and bustier, I guess.
Yeah.
So this porno star that... Does the pile driver.
God.
Yeah, many do.
But I mean, she in this article, it says she's comparing her injuries to those of NFL players.
I have no, it makes perfect sense.
Although I doubt if any NFL guys are suffering from Kegel damage. Although you never know.
Well,
maybe,
no.
I don't do the, maybe a kicker.
I don't do the pile driver. I just do the mini driver where I use a British accent. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that is fun.
It's my favorite position.
She's lovely.
I like the mini friends.
Yeah, it's cute, you know?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.